Steven,
dude, you text me that you had lava coming out of your butthole from eating a pizza.
Yeah.
I was fine. I was absolutely a healthy 46-year-old man until you text me that, and then within a minute and a half of you texting me that, I had to run up to use the bathroom as well. And it was just like pouring a pot of hot coffee out of my butthole.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was just boiling hot brown water.
I wish mine was more liquid than that. It felt like a whole mountain pushing through my cornhole. Like, I have a prolapsed rectum right now.
Oh, you're just pink socking it.
Yeah. And what I like to call that is Cecil Fielder's revenge, because it came from Detroit. It was from eating the Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah. See, I just don't eat them.
Yeah, well, that's your problem, man. How are you ever gonna make your intestines inside out?
Here's what's nuts.
Uh-huh.
Most of the major national pizza chains were started here in Michigan.
I don't think that's...
The Little Caesars started here in Detroit. Domino's started in Detroit. Hungry Howie's, Detroit.
Uh-huh. Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut was, I believe, Kansas City.
And so is Papa John's.
Yep. I'm trying to think. What are you eating with with chopsticks?
Well, I was getting
Chinese food.
Talking about eating all this and diarrhea made me hungry.
Oh, my goodness. I keep forgetting to grab those.
You forgot your silkworm poopa.
Yeah, I did.
Joe, I'm just going to do it right now.
You're going to eat them right now.
Should I?
Yeah, make the low lights, man. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hype this up a little bit more? It's good until 2026, 5/17/26.
Yeah, I'd hate for larva to go bad.
Right. Okay.
So
I opened it. It smells like peanuts.
Did you say peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did you hear something else? What?
It sounded...
Oh. Oh.
So does it still smell like peanuts?
It does smell like peanuts, so I'm going to show you with the camera here.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks...
Oh, these low lights. That is a low light. Look at that. There's two big fat ones just floating right there. Is that what you're going after?
Yeah, man. I'm going for the fatties.
And then are you going to do a liquid chaser?
I don't think so. Oh, man.
All right, you guys, so he is going to eat silkworm pupa.
Oh, man.
Not good? If you say it's not good, and you eat some weird stuff.
It tastes like the smell behind the gym. Let's see if that was a bad one. Let's get another one here.
Now, here's the thing. Reese Roper likes to describe things you eat as like with like very weird, like the smell behind the gym. But
it tastes
describe. So describe to us, like honestly describe, like what is it that people can relate to? What is it?
It's like mildew. It's got like a mildew thing that goes up in your sinuses. It's less crunchy than I thought it would be.
Well, how could it be crunchy when it's just sitting in that water?
Yeah, if you're not like, I'm eating insect pupa, there's a big fat one. Then it's not so wet.
Like if you just tell yourself you're eating mildew.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
You know, when you get on the school bus...
Like how
the vinyl seats smell. It tastes like that. Tastes like
really
school bus seat.
Well, here's the thing. I know people that eat bugs often will say that there's a leathery, because of that skin, there's a leathery note to it.
I haven't eaten much leather, Joe. I don't know.
Well, you know how wine connoisseurs will say like all these notes that they pick up.
How many more should I eat?
I think you should do a shot of the water.
All right.
Oh, dear Lord. That makes me want to puke.
Oh, man. I wash it down with some Canada Dry Zero.
Oh, my goodness. That is something, huh?
Yeah. I did it, Joe.
You did do it. I will do it as well. I go out to Heidi's and I cannot, for the life of me, remember to grab that can and bring back here.
I don't want to say it was delicious.
It was just shy of delicious.
I don't want to tempt you.
So besides eating silkworm pupa, what else? I'm sure it's going to be for quite a bit. What else have you been up to lately?
This isn't
a tough question to be stuttering over.
I think Clarence is dead, Joe. That's what I was trying to get around to, and I didn't want to.
And Clarence is who?
Clarence is the giant possum that I created by feeding it cat food for a year.
Who is the size of a sheep?
He is. And then we noticed he had like a growth on his head and something and more. Like it looked like he had ticks all over him, which is impossible because they eat ticks.
Yeah.
So we looked it up and it's like a fatal disease that possums get. So we haven't seen him for a while. But guess who's out there? Clarence Jr.
Oh, so where there's
Jr.
death.
Clarence 2.
Where there's death, there's life.
Right. Yeah.
So,
that guy doesn't even run off the porch. He just goes under the grill, which is where I think he lives now.
Oh, gross. He lives up where like the propane tank is.
Yeah.
You'll go to change the propane tank and you'll have a possum jump out at you.
Just hiss me.
So.
That's what I've been up to. That.
Oh, wowzers.
Putting in some IKEA crap, storage, you know, where you around the TV, around the giant divorce TV.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be like books, bric-a-brac, you know, bric-a-brac, knick-knack.
Yeah. And paddy wax.
I'm going to get some tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably that kind of stuff. That's
nice.
All. It's really exciting here.
Nice.
What about you, sir?
Two things. Two things are on my plate. The first being, I'm only one day in, okay? So I don't want to make this sound like I'm, some workout guru.
Did you give up heroin, Joe?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm one workout in yesterday. Tomorrow morning is my next one. I've started doing Diamond Dallas Page yoga.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with this?
Nope. Interested, though. Sounds like familiar the guy with from Saved by the Bell.
No, close. It's he's an old wrestler.
Okay.
Diamond Dallas Page. He used to hit everybody with the diamond cutter. And there was a documentary that came out a few years ago called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake Roberts, I'm sure you remember him. He was a wrestler back in the 80s, 90s, and the aughts.
Yeah.
And his life fell apart. He was drug addicted, like all this stuff. He was a mess. Well, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, DDP, he did this documentary movie about basically saving Jake the Snake Roberts and saving him through yoga.
What?
And yeah, and it's like the weirdest thing because Jake the Snake like couldn't move, and so he was taking painkillers and like all this stuff. And
yeah, I remember and this. He was not doing
yeah.
well. Like living in his car.
No. Yeah, and there are other wrestlers. The movie's called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, but another guy, Scott Hall. Do you remember Scott Hall, the wrestler? He was also known as Razor Ramon.
Okay.
He was another guy. Like he was like in a wheelchair, couldn't move. And same thing. DDP like took this guy over, started doing yoga with him. Next thing you know, like, you know, a year or two go by and these guys are like up and moving around and like they're great. So I remember seeing that movie and I didn't do anything about it. I was like, oh, that's interesting. As of late, again, I'm going to say COVID, long COVID. Heidi will fight me on this. Heidi thinks this long COVID thing is all in my brain and it's all made up. But due to long COVID, like whenever I start working out and lifting weights, I tell people the hurt and the like the amount of pain I'm in the next day doesn't correlate to what I did. So like a small workout with weights, I feel like I've been hit by a truck the next day. And so it makes it where you don't want to do it. So you find an excuse not to go to the gym. And so I've gotten pretty out of shape. And so the other day I was on the YouTube and another thing popped up for DDP yoga. And it was called The Evolution. It's like a 15-minute video. It's called The Evolution of Butterbean. And do you remember the boxer Butterbean?
Yeah, he's in the Jackass movie.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yep. So him.
Yeah.
So same thing. He was this boxer and had just so much power behind his punches. And he was a big fat guy. And anyway, a couple of decades have gone by and he was like 500 pounds, couldn't get out of bed. And DDP did the same thing. He's now down. He's like 260 pounds. He's back to like running and he couldn't even stand up. He was like hunched over. He was
really
bent. Yeah. So look it up on YouTube. It's called DDP Yoga.
Okay.
Or you can look up The Evolution of Butterbean. It's a 15-minute video, highly inspirational. And that's what made me go, I was like, all right, I'm going to look this up. Long story short, looked it up, the app, everything like that. I bought into it. I was like, I'll buy 3 months of this. And I'll really give it a good try for 3 months. And I noticed going through the programs, one of the things is for bad back. So if you have, like, this is a yoga program where it's not like college girl yoga. It's not like soccer mom yoga. This is like the most basic, and it goes all the way to like expert level yoga. But if you're just, it's for like if somebody's bedridden, like there's yoga that you do in bed. Like you don't have to get out of your bed and you can do workouts. Then there's like a chair. There's like chair yoga. So if you hurt, if you're good enough to get out of bed, but you still hurt and stuff like that, you can do it while you're sitting in a chair. And then he's, one of the programs is for if you have a bad lower back, which I do, and it strengthens all the muscles to help you, you know, to help your core muscles to help your back.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm in. So yesterday morning was my first workout. I really, really, really liked it. Never in my life, I've worked out in gyms, but I hated doing it.
Yeah.
I would go because I had to go, but there was nothing fun. Any excuse to not go and miss that day, I would take. But this is a lot of fun. And I, like I said, I did one yesterday. It's a half hour. So I have my alarm set tomorrow morning to get up and do a half hour before I jump in the shower.
What is fun about it?
I think the fun just comes from, like, when you're lifting weights, there's a stress, right? So there's a stress that comes with, like, pushing the weight up and that resistance and stuff like that. And some people like that rush. Some people like that whatever. That never clicked with me. With this, it's just, like, the balance of it, I guess. Again, I'm one in. So I don't want to talk like I'm a yoga guru or anything like that. I'm one in. But the fact was I enjoyed doing it. So the only way I can, like, I guess the only way I could say it is, like, if you get down and you, like, play with your kids.
Yeah.
It's just the act of, like, you're doing something. You're active and what you're doing is fun. And that's what I felt like doing this is, like, I did it. I did my half hour workout. It didn't even feel like it was a half hour and it was fun. Like, at no point was I like, oh my gosh, I want to, like, stop. I want to hit pause. I want to, you know, like, I've bought throughout the decades, like, I've bought the P90X and, like, you know, all of those videos where it's like day one, you feel like you already had to be like an Olympic, like, CrossFitter to do, like, the first day's routine. And this is not that. And it was fun and it was good and it was relaxing. And just the fact that, like, you know, you're getting range of motion back.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel good. So
good, dude.
My first one was yesterday. I've done about, like, a week of, like, study on it, looking into it. And then finally, like, I launched my program yesterday. So that's a lot of fun. If anybody else is looking for something new, try this, DDP Yoga, DD, as in, like, dog, dog, Paul,
Enix.
DDP,
Doc, yeah,
Yoga.
Sorry.
And, yeah, if you want to do it, and hit me up on Instagram, whatever. We can push each other, make sure that we're doing our routines. But that was the first thing that I've gotten into. And the second thing that I got into the other day, Fortnite.
Really?
My kids.
You're like, I've gotten into this carbonated beverage. It's called beer.
My
it's
kids.
It's brand new.
Brand new to the market. Maybe I'm late to this party.
I found a board game. Okay, it's one of these new ones. Monopoly. Have you ever heard of
it?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
It's called Monotony, but no. It's
it
more.
It should be. Yeah, so my kids, my daughters started playing Fortnite. I think her boyfriend got her into it, or maybe her friends at school.
Okay.
They started playing and she was like, Dad, you should create an account and play. And I was like, yeah, I will. And I just never did. And then, like, my brother-in-law created an account. Like, he started playing with them. And then I felt left out.
Yeah.
And so,
like,
finally, like, 2 days ago.
You're a better father than I am.
Yeah. And then, like, 2 days ago, my daughter was like, all right, Dad, turn on the Xbox. I'm making you an account.
Okay.
So she made me an account. And, like, right off the rip, like, there's 100 people that go in, you know, you're playing against, you know, 100, you know, 99 other people. And, like, my first time out, like, I got, like, top 10. And
what?
I'm like, yes. And then, like, I get, like, top 5. And then I'm, like, top, you know, I'm in the top 3. And
are
it's
you
like,
kidding?
I'm serious. And then I'm, like, number 3, number 2, pretty consistent. Well, I have to, like, get up to, like, go to the bathroom where I was like, you know what? I think I'm done. I've played enough. Ella gets on. Boom. She uses my character and she gets first place.
What?
So
what,
then
the character you made?
Yeah, like my account, like, person. So now it's so easy and so fun. Like, it's not like Call of Duty and Battlefield where, like, good players just keep getting better. Like, everybody has the same, like, because every game starts with, like, you don't have anything.
Yeah, you got to look around for it. But
yeah.
I mean, kids have, like, they modify their controllers so it shoots, like, shoots faster and stuff. Don't they do that?
I'm sure they do. I mean, it's probably few and far between of, like, people out there actually doing, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, again, a 46-year-old dude who could pick up a controller and in 3 days, like, you're pretty consistent top five. You know what? It's pretty simple. So, Joe Insider, if people are out there playing and they want to jump on or play with me or whatever, it's Joe Insider. And... yeah, man, I've been having a ball. I've been having an absolute ball and with playing with the kids and just having a good time. And we're going to plan hopefully soon. So when Mia is at her mom's house, I guess they have an Xbox there.
Uh-huh.
And then Ella, when she's at school, she has an Xbox there. And then I have my Xbox and then all their friends. So we're going to like get like a thing together where we're all going to play together.
Oh, my gosh. I've played it before, but I just like, I like first person shooters. I just felt like it was too much. I didn't like how it just like the map keeps closing in. Everybody knew where all the stuff was except me. And I just kept getting killed. I was like,
yeah, there's like a little learning curve. You know, it's kind of like GoldenEye. Remember
yeah.
GoldenEye?
Oh,
where
yeah.
like you knew where the gold gun was. So as soon as the game started, depending on where you got put on the map, some people had an easier opportunity to get there. But I mean, all you got to do is play the game, you know, a dozen times. And then you start to realize, oh, okay, this is here. This is over here. If you want a sniper rifle, they're usually in an elevated area. So like if you're on top of a mountain, you're probably going to find a sniper rifle up there. You know,
yeah.
things like that. I think just how easy it is to play, how there's no gore, you know, you're not listening to like an 8-year-old, you know, in India, cussing you out. Like it's all very easy. And I want to say wholesome, for a shooter game. You know, I love that there's no blood, that like everything is like, you're a computer. So like when you die, you like glitch out, you know, like you don't like crumple over bloody.
Yeah.
Those types of things. Like, I like that. So
you feel better playing with your kids.
Yeah. 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 And yeah. That's what I've been into, those two things, yoga and Fortnite, the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm down 9 pounds.
Oh, that's awesome, Joe. What are you doing to lose weight? You start keto again?
Yeah.
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 Just,
you know what is good for keto? Those silkworm poop.
Potatoes. Yeah.
Potatoes.
Potatoes are the new keto rage.
Are they really?
Nope.
Oh, no.
It's all starch.
I lied. What are you saying? You can't eat starch?
Yeah.
What?
No starches on keto. Like, because starches are carbs.
What about candy?
Sugar-free candy, which makes you poop.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh my goodness. Like some of the sugar, like if, I don't know if it's just a Detroit thing or if they're all over the country, but there's a brand of candy called Russell Stover.
Yes. They have it everywhere.
Okay. So Russell Stover sugar-free candies are freaking amazing. You can eat like two of them and for two, it's like one carb. But if you eat two, you also get the hot pot of coffee pouring out your grommet.
One time, it was like the first time Amy could come out on tour with me when I was with Roper. And I was like, we're both like kind of on a diet. So I'm like, oh, cool. Sugar-free Reese's peanut butter cups. Let's get these. And we're like, you know, they taste a little bit off because they use the Olestra.
Yeah.
And whatever Splenda or something to sweeten them, but like also kind of good. So we just kept eating them. Dude, we just had just like mud farts just on the bus. Like, it smelled so bad. Like, everybody was like ready to revolt. But also, I think we were just like about to crap our pants most of that day.
Yeah, it's bad. And then when it hits, like, you don't get like, oh man, I need to start looking for a bathroom.
No, like, we each ate like 12.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. Put on shoes. Or put on my slippers. She thinks she left her phone in the car. What does she need her phone for? Going to sleep.
Exactly.
Oh, plug
they pull
it
the
in.
Wool over your eyes.
Hey, Lennon, do you want a silkworm poopa? Do you want a silkworm poopa? You know, pupa. A pupa. Oh, right here. It looks like an ashtray. You know, like it's been out
that
in the rain.
That was out in the rain.
Yeah, like you have a... Yeah, you, like, you know, like people...
It's good for volleyball, though.
You know, like, you live in a house with a bunch of no good musicians, and then they have, like, a cup out back where everybody puts out their cigarette, but it fills up with rainwater and some bugs. That's what it looks
like. That's exactly what it looks like.
And I
like, what's in the bottom of the bug zapper?
Uh-huh. After the rain comes. Yeah.
Yeah, after a nice summer rain.
It's delish. Oh. What else? What do you want to talk about? What are you?
Oh, man. There could be all sorts. Let me see our little things here. Oh. Nah, that ain't worth it.
I don't know if I should talk about this. Feel very weird about this.
You froze your nuts to...
No, I don't want this to become a political discussion, but I'm a Republican now.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. What? How'd this come about?
I bought a firearm.
Okay.
I'm not really a Republican, but follow my... This is my logic on this. It's like, I have my dad's guns, which we've talked about on this show, that I inherited from my dad.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with gun ownership. Like, we've also talked about this. I just think there needs to be stricter gun controls. So, like, I have this slight fear. I live in a very, very red area of the country, and I'm afraid this is going to get political, but just hear me out. I'm afraid Donald Trump is going to become president again, and I'll be the only Democrat around me, and they're going to come murder me. So I was like, yeah, I want to buy a gun. So I've bought like a kit. This is crazy because I'm like, you know, if you're going to do it, you go all in. What? Can you wait? Go to bed. Go to bed. Good night. I'll find it and plug it in. I bought a kit. I was like, go big or go home. So I bought a kit for an AR-50. Right? You got very quiet, Joe.
I'm saving my comments.
Uh-huh. So I don't know what I'm doing at all, but you have to have...
Can I retort now?
Send the lower receiver, the part that I guess has the serial number, has to go through a firearms dealer. There's one about half a mile from me, so I was like, I'll go to that one, and that's where I had it shipped. Go ahead.
I think you're an idiot.
Uh-huh.
First off,
I know I'm
I
in.
I don't think Donald Trump is going to be president because I don't think Republicans like me. Now, mind you, if he's the only person on the ticket, if he's our Republican that gets chosen, unfortunately, that will be the vote that's cast. Hopefully between now and then, somebody else gets on that ticket for Republican.
I
think there's enough people sitting on the fence that, you know, that is what it is. The other thing I think you're an idiot for is saying that if he becomes president, that they're going to attack you and murder you.
Well, now that I'm a Republican, I think Obama's going to come.
If that was just being a joke, it fell flat. But
it's not a joke. I
That's stupid.
Why?
That's idiotic. To be a 50-year-old man and you're scared that if a dude becomes a president, that people are going to come kill you? Like, you're a moron if you think that.
Joe.
And then the third thing that I think is odd is you buy an AR-15. Uh-huh. I'm a Republican. I'm a roofer. I do not think normal citizens should have ARs. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. If you want something for home protection, you get a shotgun.
I agree. Like, I don't think normal citizens should have ARs.
Yeah.
But because normal citizens have ARs, and I'm like, oh, cool. All these guys are talking about a civil war and all this stuff. Yeah, that's what I got.
That's nuts, man. So you went all in.
Yeah,
you went all in.
Yeah, and this is...
Jeez.
So I've never gone to a gun store. So I just was like, had to go down there and pick up the lower receiver, which is just a piece of metal. It costs like $250, but I think it's just because like it's got a serial number and you register. So I've never bought a gun before. I'm really trying to seem like I'm not going to lose my shit in this place. And the guy that is selling it to me he's like decked out with white supremacist tattoos. But the irony is that he is definitely not like who you would put up as your model if you thought you were the supreme race. So
yeah, they never are.
All right. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, buddy, I don't think you're going to come out on top on this one, but I was super nervous. And so
it's because you've built it up in your head. You've built it up in your head that there's these two crazy worlds that lived so far apart because of a political ideology.
The guy had Nazi tattoos. I mean, like that helped.
That just means he's a moron. Like he's a moron.
I don't know.
End of story.
But
you can't say I don't know. You can't say I don't know.
I don't know. He's a moron. He might be
No, he's a moron because he has white supremacist tattoos.
Uh huh.
He's a moron for that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I mean, like that. This is what drives me nuts. And we've had these, you know, these political conversations on here before where we've gotten heated. When I think of you and I think of a Democrat or a liberal, my honest thought is your way of thinking and other people like you just don't think like me. I don't think less of you. I don't take all these extremes and wrap it up and think that like you and drag queens are going to come tear my kids out of their school and force dudes to have sex with animals and goats. Like, I don't have these thoughts of like putting an umbrella over like an entire side of a political part. Like, I don't think that way. And
I know you don't
have this fear that like Republicans are just these like absolute violent.
No, I don't. I just think those people are out there. Like they're there. They stormed.
They are there. They are there. But
January 6th.
to me, like, they're few and far between. I think the January 6th showed everyone in the country who thought like that. Like, I think everyone that was a January 6er was like, we need to get there on January 6th. So I think out of 300 million people in the U.S., if there's 200,000 of these morons that are out there, like,
I hope you're right. I hope so.
I mean, I think I am, because I'm a guy who, yeah, I hate math, but I always say that I'm a guy that works on statistics and bell curves. I think there's a bell curve to everything. And in the middle of that bell curve, if at the very top of that bell is someone who's like straddling the fence of Republican and Democrat, and then it goes down, you know, both sides, that's where you're going to have your extremes. I think most people fall right in that middle. I think it's 80-10-10. I think there's 10% of the country are absolute liberal wackos, where they don't want police and they don't want, you know, like, all this stuff. Like, they don't want it, it's chaos and anarchy. And then there's the other side, that it's the crazy Republican, you know, side, that if that's white supremacists, if that's, you know, all this crazy, like, you know, get them out of our country.
Yeah.
Then that's 10%. And I think 80% of the country falls in the bell curve on the hump. And people, you agree with some stuff, you disagree with some stuff, but it's normal people. And like, I think, like, what gets my blood boiling with you, whether it's joking or not, I think the trigger that you hit with me and the button that you push with me is like, it continues to feed that flame. And so, like, people listen to this show and people are right there with you, and more left than you that listen to this show. And I think there are right-leaning people that listen to this show. And I think it feeds into that. And I think we've been a show where me and you and in our relationship, we show that, like, it works. Like, it works. Like, I respect your ideas. I don't agree with them, all of them, but I respect them. You respect me. I feel like I'm respected by you. You might not agree with me. And so, like, our little show is a microcosm of what I believe our country can be. We don't have to be divisive and all that. But when things like that are said, like, if Trump gets this, I honestly feel like I'm going to be murdered by the Republicans. Like, that's,
I mean, it's, I would say that fear is less than 5%, but it's there. And then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do this. I think it would be fun to learn how to put together this gun.
And that's another thing. A gun
once in a while, just to see.
A gun has no political preference. So, like, for you, if you've built up in your mind that, like, Republicans are gun-toting, guns, Republicans, there's tons of Democrats that like guns.
Sure.
No. I'm just saying, if that is, you know, for somebody who's out there and that's what they associate, you know, like, lots of people love guns. Guns are, I mean, it sounds weird to say, but, like, guns are fun, like target practicing and shooting competitions and things like that. Like, that's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to go out in the woods and, like, set up targets and see who can hit the closest and, you know, to get, like, a big pop back on, like, a nice kick off of a meaty round, you know, to throw some lead down range. It's a lot of fun, you know, and that doesn't, to me, that doesn't have a political preference. Like, anybody can have fun doing that, you know?
Sure. I just feel that, like, the more left-leaning you get, the more you are like, hey, man, we need to do something about how many guns are, or, like, how easy it is to get us all right. Which, for me, I mean, part of it was the experiment. It was super easy.
Like, yeah, it's extremely easy.
They put my name in. They took my driver's license. I had to ask, you know, answer questions if I was a felon or not, or, like, if I had a restraining order against me. And then they were like, it's taking a while. Have you ever bought a gun before? And I was like, no, this is my first time.
You're
like, super nervous.
Can you tell? And you have like giant armpits, like you're just sweated through.
It was like that, man.
Like on the movie Airplane, he's just dripping.
Yeah. That's, and then he's like, it'll take like 5 minutes. And then he refreshed it and it went through. So then they just sold me my thing, which I don't know. I had bought just a gun from behind them, which was insane. It was like all assault rifles. It was all like AK-47s,
M4s. And again, AR-15s. I'm a Republican, but I think that's ridiculous. And I know, I absolutely know that people can argue with me that the reason we've never been attacked, like the reason an army has never come over on our soil, is because we have the largest private army on the planet. Like, all our citizens are armed. So if people come, they're going to have to deal with all of us, not just our army.
Yeah.
I get that. So I understand that. Now, mind you, I own an AR, but I'm also a roofer. You know,
you just fucking drug me over the coals.
Well, I have one for my job, right? So I have an AR for my roofing job.
Is it yours? It belongs to the roofing company? Or it you?
So like there was roofing agencies all across the country do this where you have they will purchase the AR for you, and then a little bit comes out of each check to go for it, and then at the end they hold $1.
Okay,
so it's yours. You've paid for almost the whole thing except for the dollar. And then when you retire or you resign, you pay the dollar and then you get the rifle. So okay. I have one, but here's the thing. If I was not in my line of work, I would not go out and buy an AR. Like I have shotguns, I have handguns.
Jeez.
You know, but it's just for me. For me, I don't understand the assault rifle end of it. Like I said, other than the discussion, the debate that can be had with what I already said. So other than we get into a full-on war with another country and they invade us, anything short of that, I don't think we need these weapons. I don't think private citizens and need those weapons. And I'm a Republican. So, you know, it just goes to show that either side, you can have different thoughts and ideas about different things. I have no problem with people being armed whatsoever. Shotguns, have all the shotguns, have all the ammo you want. Hunting rifles, all that stuff. But like ARs and AKs and, you know, M5s, all that stuff. Like, no, you shouldn't. I don't think just the average person in his, you know, in his bedroom closet should have this just arsenal. Because what's unfortunate is if that person gets broke into and those guns are stolen, like if those guns are obtained illegally, and it happens all the time. Like when I'm at work, we're constantly getting reports that like this house was burglarized. And these guns were taken. And, well, where do you think those guns are going? Those guns were stolen by criminals, and they just want quick money. So then they go and sell those guns to other criminals. And now these guns are on the street being used against me. And so, you know, and my coworkers. And so that's what I don't like. That's the crux of my argument. And I know my argument might not hold weight, but me personally, it holds weight because that's what I deal with personally, you know, is going into a house, walking up to a car, not knowing what's behind those tinted windows, you know, not knowing what's behind a door on a house, you know, where you go up and you knock and people can be looking through windows and there can be a barrel pointed right at you and you're, you know, it's on the other side of a 3-inch piece of crappy door.
Yeah.
And so if that's the stuff, you know, it just, I don't know. That's where I stand on it.
I just don't think regular people need guns. I don't think, you know, like the whole idea of us having to defend ourselves, I think it just comes from this American mythos that, like, you know, like we grew up when we were taken back to West. And, you know, I listened to this podcast today about just how a lot of that was the need, like that Americans have this kind of overwhelming need for protection, or feeling that we need protection. And that was kind of started by Colt. Like when they came up with the revolver, it was both to sell it, to defend yourself, or, you know, to take the frontier, you know? And so it was like, he was selling it to both sides, you know, people that were coming for you and people that were trying to protect themselves. And it's just never really died down. I get it. Like, people love guns and they love shooting.
Yeah.
But I think it's so unsafe for roofers. And now it's just insane. Like, every kid thinks that a school shooting is going to happen to them. There's so many guns.
Yeah.
You know.
But the thing is, I think in my brain, when my brain boils it down, there's two ways. So you're a country, you either have guns, or if you don't allow guns, you have an army that, so like, I think to myself, like, other countries that like don't really allow their citizens to have guns are countries that when you turn 18, like from 18 to 25, you're in the military.
Right.
You know,
like Israel or Switzerland.
Yeah. Like everybody, male and female. Like,
you
so
go.
It would be like in the United States, like if you just told everybody, hey, we're switching things up. At 18, when you graduate high school, you're not going away to college. You're not going to go to college till you're 26, because between now and 25, you are in the military.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing for the next 8 years. And so if you don't want that, and you want that free will to be able to say, I want to go to college, I want to go in the military, I want to go to trade school, I don't want to do anything, I want to be in a ska band. That I think that's the difference, is you have to pick one. Like, well, you, because you can't say we can't have guns in our country and then we're just going to have like a volunteer army because we'll be invaded and taken over real fast. Because the rest of the world doesn't play by like the nice ideas that like suburban white guys think in their heads, that like, oh, well, if we don't have guns, then we don't really have an army. It's 2024. Like, everyone's cool. And like, we do things through diplomacy. Like, no, other countries don't think that way.
I think like on a domestic level, though, it would be, I would love for us to explore like what they do in Switzerland, which is like, if you're physically able at 18, you join the military, you join their army. Now, it's Switzerland, so you're not going to get in a war, but you do have to.
You get a knife that has all sorts of gadgets.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you'll go, you'll get assigned something, and you'll get training, and then you just go home. You go back to your life with your gun or your rocket launcher or whatever you're trained in, and then it's kind of like you're in the Army Reserve. You
yeah,
still
like
go
National
to
Guard.
Still work. That's how they do it. And if we did something like that, you know, people who could do that, they could keep their guns, or they could, you know, like, they could show they're able and they're trained to use that gun, and it's for defending the country. If they want to do that, that's fine. But then it kind of keeps it out of the way for criminals, and you don't have to worry about everybody stockpiling weapons because they need to defend themselves from criminals.
I would agree with you. Like, as far as if you're going to change something, probably the best way of doing it is like what you said. The only problem is they, like, again, you are telling, and we're the United States of America.
You can't.
And you're telling people that, hey, guess what? You're not going to Michigan State next year. You are going to train.
They still do that. It's just everybody does it. So you're not just like, oh, I get out of high school and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go to Cabo and then I'll start college. Like, instead of going to Cabo, you go to basic training.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. And like, I don't think any military training that you're just going to do 6 weeks and then you're going back home. Like, they have to instill in, you know what I mean? So if you're going out, like I said, it might not be 8 years in Switzerland, like it is in like Russia or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to, I would think there would at least be like a 2 year where like you have to learn the life, yeah, the everything. So from age, you know, 18 to 20, age 18 to 21, and then from 21 to 26, yeah, you do go home and you get a job and you have all that. But the thing is, it's everyone. It's every able-bodied person.
Right.
And it's not, you know, and so like right now we have National Guard, we have the reserves, you know, we have all that stuff. But again, that's all volunteer. So
right,
if they did make it where it was everybody did it, like Mia, my 17-year-old.
I don't think Americans would stand for it.
No, they wouldn't.
They
wouldn't. Like,
well, and the other thing is like you look at countries like Australia, they had one mass shooting, I think, in the 90s. And they just called, like, everybody was like, we need to get rid of assault weapons, or we need to get rid of, like, all of this armament. So Australia, which has a similar history to us, you know, like, it was kind of the Wild West. It was started by criminals. You know, they had kind of the same mentality we had, where you had to defend yourself. And you know, like, it was forged through violence. Well, that happened and they just woke up. They were like, we don't want this again. We don't want what's happening in the United States to happen to us. So they just banned like personal use of weapons, I believe. So everybody just, whatever, they melted them down and made plows out of them. I don't know what they did normally, really, yeah. But like,
I mean,
everybody turned in their weapons. Cops have guns. And I'm sure criminals have guns, but it's not like here. It's not like everybody's got that modded out AK with a silencer and a scope on it.
Yeah, a bump stock. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know like the how democracy works in Australia and how it worked when all those laws and everything were passed. You know, like I think here, like we vote yeah, for stuff.
Well, we don't. That 90% of the country wants some like stricter gun regulations, but our Congress is like ineffective. So we vote, like we voted those guys in office, but they're not doing shit.
But you know what I mean? Like, so what I'm saying is like, when it comes to Australia, if Australia was like governed by like Great Britain, like they can, again, I don't know the political system. So if they have the ability to just be like, here, we are banning all weapons, boom. Like, they don't get to vote here. Like, we vote. So I don't know how they do it there.
It's a democracy. I mean, it's like a representative, like a parliamentary system, which is different than ours, because ours ends up just being two parties. So there you vote for, you know, like you vote for different people, and whatever party ends up being in control, they pick the leader. So they don't really, like, it would be like the Democratic Party choosing who is going to be president.
Yeah. So like the Democratic Party wins the election and
right,
then they choose the leader.
Yeah. They have like 20 parties. So you get like this spectrum of left to right, and depending on who's in power, they're just kind of in power. They still have to, you know, they have to make more consolations. They have to try and work together better than our two teams do.
Yeah.
But they were able to ban assault weapons and I think handguns. I think, I'm not sure. I think you can still have hunting rifles and stuff, but they don't have school shootings either.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. So, hey, fun with your gun, man.
I don't know. Yeah.
Have a whole lot of fun with that thing.
I have a lot of fun.
I'm dead nuts with mine. At 100 yards, I could put like, I don't know, like a whole clip. So like a 30 round mag.
Yeah.
I could put every round in like a size of like a quarter at 100 yards.
Yo, are you kidding?
No, serious. I'm real good.
Wow.
Now a handgun, I'm not too good. Like a handgun, my grouping at say 25 yards, my grouping would probably be like the circumference of like a can of pop.
Oh, it's still not bad, Joe. What? I don't know what good is, but that sounds like you're effective at your job.
I'm all right with a nail gun.
Shooting people.
With a nail gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, this week, you guys got about an hour of us yapping. So hopefully we haven't fired you up. Actually, you know what? Hopefully we have fired you up, because then that means we're touching nerves and we're changing things.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully there's a future senator or congressman listening.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right, man. I get to wake up at 4:50 in the morning and do yoga for a half hour.
Oh my gosh. The yoga part sounds fun, but the waking up at 4:50 does not.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal.
All right. Good luck.
I'm going to get to bed here. All right.
All right.
All right, everybody. See ya.
Love you guys. Piece of pizza.